Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Let's go live to one Mark Grandy with this injury update.
Steve Kerr speaking pregame in Minnesota. This comes courtesy of our Warriors insider Anthony Slater. Gary Payton II will play in game one tonight. Had an illness and an elbow issue, but is available as a defensive option on Anthony Edwards.
Okay.
Comes courtesy of Kerr.
That's huge. But watch out for the jump shot in the corner if needed, because the elbow inflammation is there. And it appeared he was working through some things in pregame warmups, but that's fantastic news. That is fantastic news that GP2 is available. Any word on a starting lineup yet, Grandy, and if he's in it or not?
Nope.
No, okay.
Steve Kerr doesn't normally release that when he meets the media pregame. It'll happen a little bit later.
Right, okay. All right, so game time, hour and a half away.
Yeah.
Warriors Live, half hour away.
I would imagine that if everybody's healthy, and if he's playing, then everybody is healthy, that he would go with his winning starting lineup, the lineup that seemed to be, that has Moses in it, and I know Moses has fallen a little bit out of favor, but that lineup over the last couple of months of the year was, 18-3 something?
It was fantastic. However, has Buddy Hield earned his way in? He actually stated out loud after that game, it is easier for him to get his shot going when he starts. He did say that. We didn't make a big thing out of it, but that's an interesting comment. Factor that into the thought process for sure. And then also, I factor in, again, not knowing yet what Steve Kerr thinks about the specific matchups of this team and this lineup. And so, do you just go with a starting rotation that worked well because you love that rotation? Or do you happen to think that something else fits better in going up against this Minnesota team, which offers a lot and offers a lot of height in the front court?
Right, and that might change your approach to start the game. And a lot of times we fixate on the starting lineup too much, in my opinion. Although, I'll say this, if you look at all the games that these two teams have played, in three of the four games between Minnesota and Golden State, the team that front ran, got the lead, they kept the lead, and they won the game in three of those games, including the last one I mentioned. The Warriors were up 26-5. Minnesota never led in that game. They finally tied it up at 108. They never got the lead. So starting this game on the right foot is critical for the Golden State Warriors.
No doubt about it. No doubt. Guess what? We have yet another Burns.
Wait.
Yeah.
Burns?
We went from
we're going to let it burn.
We got Burns in the city.
Shout out, Usher.
And now Burns in Fremont would like to weigh in on Burns in the city.
Burns on Burns?
Potentially. Let's find out. Let's go to Burns in Fremont. Hi, Burns.
Hello, fellas. Hey, first of all, with all due respect to my Burns in the city, my friend, you have to come with it if you're going to carry that Burns name, because the Burns name is just not a name. It's a lifestyle, all right? But you know what? The whole thing with Burns, very, very soft. You got to come with some energy. It is round two of the playoffs. The Warriors are here. Big man, big man. We got one of the greatest big men's ever. Draymond Junkyard Green, all right? I cannot wait. For all you guys and everyone out there, I know there's a lot of you that were ready to trade Draymond, right? Goodbye. We wouldn't be here without him. There's no doubt about it. And now you know why we love him.
right? Hey, everybody else hates him. We love him, right? All my Laker fans, deal with it, Laker fans. We're in the second round. You're not, right? Bring on the Tea Puppies. The Tea Puppies have nothing, all right? We have champions. Gosh darn it. We have champions. That's how you bring it, Burns, in the city, all right? I don't want to hear about proms. I want to hear about how the Warriors are going to crush it. That's it. Let's do it, Warriors. I'm tired. That's it. Warriors, come out and play.
Burns, bringing it.
That's Burns, baby Burns, right here on 95.7 The Game. That was not weak.
No,
that was a good solid take.
And he hit the high notes too.
He hit the high notes.
Yeah.
And he took a shot at the Lakers, which is always fun.
And he took a shot at the other Burns, which
that was expected.
And I don't know if we need to go at each other in advance of a big game one, but he's allowed to, and he did.
It is fun. Like, this is not something that you or I mentioned yesterday. But I was just looking at the entire board, the NBA bracket, this morning, and I just had a moment where I was like, oh, the Warriors are still in it and the Lakers aren't.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, that's fun.
It's beyond
fun. That just
fun.
Makes me very happy.
LeBron time.
That was a big warm fuzzy and a smile. A little cup of coffee this morning and just taking a look at the bracket. I'm like, oh, look. The Warriors have a game tonight. The Lakers are in Cancun.
That's right.
That's fun.
It's awesome.
That's really, really fun.
It never gets old, and that's what I tweeted when the Lakers lost. And, you know, just the Lakers losing. And even if the Warriors lost, that would have sucked. But at least the Lakers lost first, and I know they would have gone out in the same round. So it's not like the Warriors get any advantage. But seeing the Lakers lose, for me, is always joyous.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I don't want to bring the kind of, like, that sounded like the San Francisco Giants thing, where for the last handful of years, you're just relegated to like rooting against the Dodgers in the playoffs. This was extra special because it's not just that the Lakers lost and lost first, but the Warriors didn't. They didn't. They
right.
moved on. The Warriors are in the Elite Eight, and the Lakers are not. It's wonderful.
It's awesome.
It's really wonderful. Let's go to Jason in Oakland. Hi, Jason. Thank you for the call.
What's going on, guys? Good afternoon.
What's up?
I was kind of irritated a little bit earlier. Guys keep on talking about the Warriors' age. How old is Jimmy Butler? How old is Steph? Man, I'm asking both of you guys. When you was 35, I consider you being a young guy.
Hell yeah.
At 35, when I was 35, I can go outside and play basketball. My son is 25 now. I'm 50. When I was 35, I can go play basketball with my son all day like if I was a young man. And I'm tired of hearing some of the hosts talk about their age. Oh, how old is Jimmy Butler? Steph is 37. So-and-so is 30. Man, 30-something is young. Them dudes is not. It seems like they keep on thinking we humans are living in dog years. Please stop talking about their age. Guys are in the NBA. I'm listening.
No, Jason, hold on, though. Like, okay, because when you were 35, you could go outside and play all day. You understand that that's different than like playing at the NBA level, the physicality of this. Like, you're not making the case that Steph at 37 and Anthony Edwards at 23. Like, that, come on, Jason, that's a thing. That is a thing.
Okay, is this Willard?
Yeah.
Okay, Willard, check this out. At 35, let's be real, let's be straight up real.
Let's
at 35, when you was 35, Willard, and a young guy that's 23, if you got on the court with him, you're going to probably be better than him.
Right, but this is, like, you and I don't know about the comparison, because when we go down to the Y, Jason, that's not the NBA. Like, we're talking about the most elite 23 and 24 and 25-year-olds in the world. And it doesn't mean that they're automatically going to win, but, like, recovery time. I mean, just the history of the league. We don't see people north of 35 lead their way to a championship very often. You know, like, look at it from that angle. Like, it's kind of a compliment, Jason. That's all I'm saying.
Now, listen to this, Willard. One more. Willard, if you've been having they talk about all this great medicine nowadays and this good regimen and these great doctors to keep guys in shape and it's different after the last 30 years, the medicine and the workout and everything is way different from back in the days. So now, so you're making my point. These guys should be, at 35, tip-top shape, especially the ones that don't smoke weed and drink alcohol and do all the crazy things.
Well,
let's be real.
No, you're not wrong, but if the 35-year-old is at the tip-top in the history of 35-year-olds, then so are the 23-year-olds at the tip-top of the history of 23-year-olds. Like, Jason, you're right. They're not dead. They're absolutely not dead. They're here. They won. They beat a bunch of 22-year-olds. You're not wrong, but I'm not going to come off the idea that at 23, no matter how I felt at 35, and I felt great, I still feel great at 50. But no matter how I felt there, I felt better at 23. I mean, come on, right, Jason?
Yes, Diz, can you chime in on this, Diz?
Yeah,
at
Jason.
At 35, you felt like a young man.
Yes, absolutely, Jason. I was running marathons and ultra marathons, and there's actually precedent in the association for exactly what you're talking about. The Chicago Bulls, their last title, Rodman was 37, and Jordan was 35 and a half. Ron Harper, 34 and a half. Scottie Pippen was almost 33. Stevie Kerr was the same age, 33. So that was a team that did what the Warriors are attempting to do with their core, all in the mid to late 30s. But
well,
it's rare.
Well, 32 is not mid to late
30s. 33, but
you
yeah.
You said almost 33.
Well,
you said Scottie Pippen was almost 33. Did I hear you wrong?
No.
That's their second best player.
Well,
that's their second best player.
Dennis Rodman was a critical piece, and he was 37.
He was. He's also like out there to do one thing, which is rebound and annoy people.
But
like,
still, to be able to do that at 37
I'm not sitting here saying they can't do it.
Right, I'm saying not without precedent.
No,
it's out of the norm, absolutely. I'll agree with you.
Yes, like I don't know what is the sort of the end game here. I'm not saying they're dead. I am saying they're not 23. And 23 is better physically than 37.
Yes,
the Warriors are going to have all the experience angles on this.
Sure.
And maybe that wins out. Maybe it doesn't. It certainly won out over the Rockets, but barely, and that's a team that had never played playoff games in their lives. You're now going up against a team that was in the conference finals last year.
And part of this, too, as I look back at the Bulls, which was now almost 27 years ago, they had the luxury of a little bit of rest because they swept the Nets in a best of five back then, and they had 4 days off before they faced the Hornets. They won in five. They had 4 days off. They played the Pacers. It went seven, and they had what the Warriors are going to face, game, off day, game, off day, game, off day, and they had their hands full. But then after that, they did have four more days before the finals. So the fact that the Warriors don't have that buffer to start the series reminds me of 2 years ago when you had to go seven to beat Sacramento, and 2 days later you had the Lakers here, and you end up losing game one.
Yeah, listen, I am not in any way saying, I mean, I'm over here picking the Warriors in the series again. I'm not saying that they're not allowed to do it or they can't do it or whatever, but you can watch these guys. I mean, Draymond's got white in the beard. Like we can see this. There's not really a debate here as to whether or not a 23-year-old and a 37-year-old rebound physically the same way. Like, no, at 23, you don't even feel anything.
But Jason's point, I agree with, where
no,
37
not,
is, I mean, you're not dead.
No, they're not old. They're old-ish NBA terms. But no, look at them. They're amazing. They're playing great.
Yeah, they're great. My wife actually was fixated on the Draymond Green gray. She's like, he's got a lot of gray in the beard. When did that happen? Last couple of years.
Yeah, it's been coming.
Started to pop up, which, you know, from a guy who's bald with a lot of gray in his beard, I get it. It happens.
What do you make of this? Check this out. This is a little quote that Slate just gave us on Twitter, and he's out there listening to Steve Kerr talk pregame, and he says, Kerr says he does not sense the same fatigue tonight that he did with his team entering game five in Houston when the team was up 3-1. But also said he does not have the same luxury to take a safer approach in this game tonight as he did when he was up 3-1 on the road. Quote, having said that, if we're down by 45 mid-third, I'm pulling my guys.
Right.
End quote. So I take a few things from that. A, he thinks the team is more ready for this game than they were game five in Houston. But B, feels the need to be obviously more aggressive tonight than he did in that game, because in that game he had a 3-1 series lead.
Yeah.
In this game, he's got no lead at all.
And he understands the reality of a best of seven, and I mentioned this before, where the winner of game one at home wins the series 85% of the time. Now, that doesn't mean anything in terms of this series, but historically, when the home team wins game one, historically, those teams go on to do very well in a series. But if you're Steve Kerr and the Warriors, and the veterans know this, you're looking at what can you do to get a split? And you get the split, and you go on, and you can win the series. And I'm looking at all of Steph Curry's playoff series in his career, and the first one they ever had, they lose to Denver on the road, game one. Well, they beat Denver in game two, and they went on to win it in six. So just because you lose game one, it's not necessarily a death knell for the series.
Not at all. I agree completely with that. All right, some more people want to jump in on the whole age thing. Here's Greg in San Ramon. Hi, Greg. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
How you doing? Yeah, pretty good. You know, at first reaction, you think to yourself, well, he's right. He's wrong that age does play a factor. But when you step back and think about it, and you compare Draymond when he was 25 or 23 and Stephanie was 23 to them now, and even Jimmy, they're much better players now. And Draymond's in the best shape of his life. I've watched the Warriors all my life, and he's in the best shape of his life. Steph, well-documented, his regimen. You look at him now compared to when he's 23, he's a lot more muscular. He's more physical. He's a much better player. So I tend to agree with the previous caller that age, I mean, they're not old. They are outplaying their younger counterparts. The Houston series is a testament to that. And I go back to, you know, compare them to themselves. Compare them at 35 to 25. They're much better players now, no doubt about it.
That's an interesting statement, Greg. You know who I'd love to ask this question to as all of us sit here and decide what these athletes feel like when they're playing? I'd love to ask them. I'd love to ask them. I wonder how they would answer this debate that has just suddenly arisen here on 95.7 The Game. Steph Curry is better now than he was 10 years ago. He is in better shape now than he was 10 years ago, and he feels better. He feels better. And I know maybe you didn't use those exact words, but when I watched Draymond Green go to the sideline and literally wrap his entire body in ice while he takes a five-minute break in the third quarter, I have a hard time believing that these guys would agree with our last two callers. No, they're not old, but come on. They're all, like, in NBA circles, if you think that you feel the same at 37 as you did when you're 27, respectfully, you've never been 37. This factually is just not true. You can be stronger. You can be smarter.
Right. All those things.
You can be a more effective player as a whole, and I'm not going to disagree with you. I don't think the Warriors are done. But this idea that, like, somehow in professional sports, being in your late 30s is better than being in your late 20s, I have a mountain of data that would argue that.
Well, it just depends on the player, and it depends on the group and the sweet spot, because I do think that not only for pro athletes, but in life, you reach a sweet spot where your intellectual IQ, your self-confidence, your physical skill set, there's an intersection where all of those things are at their best, and you are the best athlete you can be. For Steph Curry at 37, it's probably not now. It probably was 2022.
Yeah.
When you went to game four in Boston down 2-1, and you had that performance, and that team won that title, and he was 34, I guess, at the time. That might have been the intersection of all of the things that make a great athlete great. It doesn't mean that he's washed and that they can't do it, but I do look at a 37-year-old now versus, as I mentioned, 1998 Dennis Rodman. A 37-year-old now is more apt to be still in peak shape based on the sports medicine, the travel, and everything else. So I do think that, you know, Steph and Jimmy and Draymond, yeah, they are physically older, but they're also probably a lot smarter about how to exert, when to exert, how to maintain their fitness and all the rest of it.
No doubt, but at the same time, they also manage them much differently. They give them days off they didn't used to. They get hurt more often. And not all of these things are age-related injuries. I made that case just the other day, the Jimmy Butler injury. I don't think that's an age thing. Your tailbone could bruise like crazy at any age. Steph Curry with the golf ball in his thumb could happen at any age. But at the same time, when we look at the way they're managed and what we're seeing their bodies do, I mean, this idea that, oh, they just beat Houston, so they're performing at their best. Well, Steph was in terrible pain in his hand the whole time, he has said it. Draymond wraps himself in ice when he leaves the court. Jimmy Butler's running up and down the court games 4 through 7 looking like he's got to go to the bathroom because he can barely move because of his tailbone. Like, I just, to say that they're in their physical peak condition for their career, I just, they don't look like that to me. They're still tremendous with what they're doing, but they're doing it a lot more with a lot of the grit and the brains and all of that than they used to.
Of course, and they'll have to do that tonight coming off a 7-game series where you wrapped it up in Houston. And Jim Peterson, who joined us last hour, was a little bit surprised, I think, that they didn't immediately fly to Minnesota. But that's a veteran coach and a veteran team where you close out Houston on the road in 7. Let's go back to the hotel, get a good night's sleep. We'll get up, we'll get on the plane, we'll go to Minnesota. And you're all veterans for the most part. We're not going to practice, and we'll get ready for shoot around today, and we'll get ready for game one.
All right, before we continue with the callers and get ready for Warriors Live, you know that engagement is everything on the court and in life. Vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page before every game, including today. It's presented by Shane Coe, your friend and jeweler. And here's what we asked today. Who wins? That's it. Warriors or Wolves? And in how many games? Will it be the Warriors in 4 or 5, the Warriors in 6 or 7, the Wolves in 4 or 5, or the Wolves in 6 or 7? I'm going to go ahead and vote the Warriors in 6 or 7, and the final poll results are the Warriors in 6 or 7. 75% of the vote.
Kaboom!
And 10% of you crazy people think the Warriors are going to roll in 4 or 5. It might be a lot of Warrior fans somehow voting in this poll. Only 15% of you think the Wolves are going to win the series. 6% of you think it'll be a quickie. And 9% think Wolves in 6 or 7, which is where Matt Steinmetz lives. Wolves in 6 or 7.
FanDuel, the odds, the professionals, the favorite is Wolves in 7.
Yes.
Followed by Wolves in 5. Followed by Wolves in 6,
jeez,
followed by Warriors in 6, and then Warriors in 7, T-Wolves in a sweep, Warriors in 5, and then Warriors in a sweep is the least likely, according to FanDuel.
Well, all those, you know, Jim Peterson was talking about all the ESPN employees who all thought it was going to be like Lakers in 5, and Minnesota took that to heart and went out and won the series. Well, all the ESPN people have weighed in again, and only one picked the Warriors. And her name is Ramona Shelburne.
Momo?
Momo.
Took the Warriors.
Only one.
I love it.
Only one. By the way, we're going to see if she can come on Thursday. And I did. I texted her. I'm like, you're the only one. So now you have to come on the show. And her reasoning for picking the Warriors is probably not what Warrior fans want to hear.
Oh, no.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
She goes, well, I've been picking against them and they keep winning, so I just said, F it.
Right. Well.
I'm like, that's not a ringing endorsement, but it is what it is.
It was working. Momo, keep picking against them.
Yeah. Well, she's smart to do that. And yep. I mentioned this before, but in playoff series in which Steph Curry participates, 24-5.
Yeah.
So he's won 24 of 29 series, 5-0 against Houston in his career. And as we mentioned, he's never faced Minnesota, never faced Phoenix. So hopefully he can put Minnesota and add them to his list of teams that he's defeated in the playoffs.
Check this out on our YouTube page, and our YouTube page has just been firing this week. We love all of you. Thank you so much for watching the show. Super chat from K-Way. K-Way says, I'm 37. I'm a former three-time NCAA national track and field champ, two-time USA Olympic trials, Adidas Pro long triple jumper, and I still train from the time. I can assure you that 37 is old.
Wow.
Athletically, recovery even hurts. LOL. Thank you, K-Way. Yeah, 37 is not 23. I don't care how many of you call and say, oh, 37's young. Yes, 37 is a young man. It ain't 23. It is not 23.
Well, and
it's not.
And the triple jump is one of the more, like, violent-looking events in track and field.
What's up, K-Way? It's an athlete right there.
That thing hurts.
Oof. Anyway.
Trying to Google to find out what his exact name is here.
You got
to
Google it.
Three-time champ.
37 years old.
Yeah.
Backtrack it.
I got you.
All right. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Guess what's coming up on the game?
Warriors Live.
It's Warriors Live. Game one is an hour away on Willard and Dibbs.
Is this Willard?